Hello and welcome to Small Intestine Detox and Repair. My name is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I will be your guide as we head our way and down the digestive tract and have you understand how it works and how you can optimize its function. Before we get too far along, I just want to remind you that this presentation is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's also not intended as medical advice. It's basically intended as a sharing of my knowledge to you and the research that I've done and the experience I've had clinically over the last couple of decades that I want to share with you. And if you have any health problems, if you're under the care of a health practitioner, if you're on any medication, make sure that you run this information by your practitioner before you make any drastic changes to your diet or lifestyle. What we've covered up to this point was digestion basics, where I took you on a tour through your digestive tract and reviewed the different functions of the different organs. Then we went into detail on the upper digestive function, the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, and the upper part of the small intestine called the duodenum. And we're going to go into the small intestine. And I'm going to cover with you how it works, what kinds of things can go wrong, and what you can do to detox and repair your small intestine. And the final module, which is all about elimination. In part one, we covered how to know if your digestion needs attention. I gave you a few tips and tricks to know what kind of symptoms and signs you may have, both in your digestion and how the digestive tract influences your other body systems. I gave you an overall review of the digestive anatomy and physiology. We didn't go into a lot of detail. That's what we'll do in each of these parts. I talked to you about the assessment of digestive function on an overall standpoint, and also the concept of transit time, how to measure how fast your food goes from mouth to anus, and that's a really good indicator of how well the digestive tract is working. I talked about the importance of a pre-meal ritual, a way to de-stress yourself before you get into eating, to shift your body into the part of the nervous system called the parasympathetic, where all good things happen related to digestion, as opposed to the sympathetic, where things get shut down and turned off. And also the importance of chewing, how really important it is to make sure that your food is chewed thoroughly and mixed with saliva before you swallow. We did an overview of the 4R process for healing your digestion, which we go into way more detail in this part. And then finally, we talked briefly about the elimination diet and got you started on eliminating some of the food allergens, as well as the foods that hurt your digestion, like things like caffeine and alcohol and sugar, in addition to the high allergy foods like gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, and peanuts. Taught you the basic anatomy of digestion, starting from the mouth and ending all the way at the distal part of the large intestine, the exit from the digestive tract called the anus. And those parts are the mind, the mouth, the esophagus, stomach, small intestine, liver, gallbladder, and pancreas, which secrete or have functions that are accessory to the actual tube of the digestive tract. And then finally, the large intestine. And I gave you an action plan. Firstly, the first action was to complete the online digestive assessment, and that's had a section for each of the different parts of your digestion so that you could see which, if any, are out of balance. I had you add an AM daily gut rejuvenator drink before you do any food in the morning, just to get your gut ready. And if you recall, that rejuvenator composed of water, anywhere from, I would say, 12 to 32 ounces, depending on your size and the state of your gut and how much you can handle. Put in some lemon juice or lime juice or apple cider vinegar if you're sensitive to citrus. And then put in a little bit of peppermint essential oil, lemon essential oil, or any other essential oils that you find soothing. For some folks, adding peppermint is not a good idea. If you tend to have a lot of reflux, it can aggravate it, but go ahead and test it and see. Peppermint can, in large quantities, actually weaken the sphincter that goes between the esophagus and the stomach. So sometimes in people with reflux, it makes it worse. Try it. Peppermint, although, is really, really good for the spasming of the bowel. So it tends to calm things down. The other thing I had you add were daily green drinks and blended soups. And this is to provide a plethora of nutrition with very little in the way of calories and also aggravating types of components. Now, for some, raw vegetables are much too fibrous at this point before you get things healed, especially if you've got some leaky gut and other kind of inflammatory bowel conditions. In that case, we'll have you just lightly steam your vegetables and even blend them all. So it's great to get this extra green stuff. It could be green juice, it could be a green smoothie, it could be a green soup, or it could be a powdered green drink mix. And then I taught you a pre-meal ritual to do before every meal to calm yourself down, to get your body out of sympathetic dominant state, like rah, rah, go, go, which turns off your digestion, into parasympathetic state, which turns on your digestion, which makes it work much more effectively and actually activates the vagus nerve to make things work really well through your digestion. And finally, I gave you a list of foods to begin to eliminate. Among those are all the top allergens: gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, peanuts, for some people shellfish, strawberries, citrus fruit, and anything else that you know of that you have in the past or currently are sensitive to would be good to eliminate during this phase to get your digestion calmed down. I also gave you a list of foods that hurt the gut and heal the gut. I asked you to look through that and just start eliminating all the ones that are listed as hurting your gut. Things like caffeine and sugar and barbecued meats and a variety of things that have components that are actually aggravating to your gut. And then if you want to, at this point, you could start adding in some of the foods that help your digestion. In part two, optimizing your upper GI, we talked about stomach acid and enzymes, how the function of the upper GI tract worked, the structure and the function of the upper GI tract. We talked about the physiology of the upper GI tract, what it does and how it does it. I taught you how to know when something is wrong and how to correct something, whatever is wrong. The action plan for the upper GI tract included adding bitters before each meal, continuing with your pre-meal de-stress ritual, adding enzymes at the beginning of the meal, chewing your food thoroughly, and adding gut-soothing herbs like slippery elm tea and GGL before each meal, especially if you showed signs on your assessment of having stress in those areas. And finally, the importance of staying calm and present at all meals and harnessing the power of appreciation and conscious eating. So now it's time to review the three main functions of digestion. So the first part was digestion, the upper GI, where your body breaks down the food into molecules your body can use, both via chemical and mechanical breakdown. And that was done in your mouth, your stomach, and your duodenum. The part we will be focusing on in this module is absorption. And that's where those molecules that have been digested and broken down are absorbed then into your bloodstream so that they can be carried throughout your body and be utilized. And then we'll move into the last phase, the elimination.